Wiz used Arya to run messages, draw water, and fetch food, and sometimes to serve a table in the barracks hall above the armory, where the men-at-arms took their meals. But most of her work was cleaning. The ground floor of the Wailing Tower was given over to storerooms and granaries, and two floors above housed part of the garrison, but the upper stories had not been occupied for 80 years. Now Lord Tywin had commanded that they be made fit for habitation again. There were floors to be scrubbed, grime to be washed off windows, broken chairs and rotted beds to be carried off. The topmost story was infested with nests of the huge black bats that House Went had used for its sigil, and there were rats in the cellars as well, and ghosts, some said, the spirits of Harren the Black and his sons. Arya thought that was stupid. Harren and his sons had died in King's Pyre Tower. That was why it had its name. So why should they cross the yard to haunt her? The Wailing Tower only wailed when the wind blew from the north, and that was just the sound the air made blowing through the cracks in the stones where they had fissured from the heat. If there were ghosts in Harrenhal, they never troubled her. It was a living man she feared, Wheeze, Sir Gregor Clegane, and Lord Tywin Lannister himself, who kept his apartments in King's Pyre Tower, still the tallest and mightiest of all, though lopsided beneath the weight of the slag stone that made it look like some giant half-melted black candle. She wondered what Lord Tywin would do if she marched up to him and confessed to being Arya Stark. But she knew she'd never get near enough to talk to him, and anyhow he'd never believe her if she did, and afterwards Wheeze would beat her bloody. In his own small strutting way, Wheeze was nearly as scary as Sir Gregor. The mountain swatted men like flies, but most of the time he did not even seem to know the fly was there. Wheeze always knew you were there, and what you were doing, and sometimes what you were thinking. He would hit at the slightest provocation, and he had a dog who was near as bad as he was, an ugly spotted bitch that smelled worse than any dog Arya had ever known. Once she saw him set the dog on a latrine boy who denoyed him. She tore a big chunk out of the boy's calf, while Wheeze laughed.